take away my pride. Just let them know it's a fantasy.
FM 101.1, picture your high school reunion. And that's what it's like around the station now. Everybody's here going, hey, can I take a photo? We're going to have your photo. And Deb Wetzel's here, and she's going to read the news for us at 8 o'clock, like she used to do here in the morning for so many, many years on CBS FM. It's, she's going to practice for a little bit. 23 in front of me here, right? Got a little memory for you. I'll share in just a second. First, let's get to our traffic. Important stuff you need to know about. And with the latest on that, here is Janelle.
Thanks, Dan. Lots of leftovers in Brooklyn. Leftover traffic delays. This report brought to you by the New York Times. On the BQE eastbound up to the Brooklyn Bridge, a collision there has been cleared away. Still stop traffic from Fort Hamilton Parkway. Belt Parkway, big pothole eastbound. A couple of lanes blocked after 150th Street. LIE on Long Island westbound in the exit 40. A crash there has been cleared away. Have a big crash on the Cross Bronx as you travel eastbound into White Plains Road. Stop and go traffic from Rosedale Avenue. Left lane is knocked out there. Alternate side of the street parking rules in effect today. Discover great wines at great prices with the New York Times Wine Club. Six specially selected bottles with New York Times recipe pairings. Visit NYTWineClub.com. I'm Janelle Crispin, CBS FM Traffic Watch.
Thanks, Janelle. Yeah, I remember when I first started here at CBS. I'm 21 years old, and I got my first car. It was a Fiat 128. I remember parking it outside Black Rock on 52nd Street. You're a kid. You got your car. Every break, I'd run out with the engineer, and I'd go make sure my car was still there. I couldn't help it. I mean, it was just all... But anyway, we work with some really cool announcers here, too, and these are people that I need to make mention of. These are announcers that you heard introducing people like Walter Cronkite, like Bill Gillian, and Hal Sims, who I wound up, you know, being good friends with his son, Alan Burns, Don Robertson, and a guy named Norm Stevens. This is the guy who's introduced the CBS Late movie, and these guys have come over and they read the news for us. Norm was... couldn't believe I was just this kid on the air at CBS FM. So he used to take the newscast, and he'd read the newscast and turn on the mic, read his little line, and then he'd turn the mic off, turn to me and go, did you call your mother yet? And then turn the mic back on. You're going to hear Norm on the air here, and you're going to hear the gap where he said that. Listen to this.
You're going to get value at a low, low price.
Hey, see just how much a dollar can buy this Monday at the grand opening sale of your new neighborhood Kmart stores on Route 4 next to Elmwood Shopping Center in Elmwood Park. You'll save at Kmart. Check your newspaper for special buys. The grand opening is Monday for the new Elmwood Park, Paramus, and Closter Kmart stores.
48 degrees, sunny in New York. This is Norm Stevens, CBS FM News. This just in, there are unconfirmed reports in Tehran today that student...
I swear, that's what he said at the time. The great Norm Stevens on CBS FM. Did you call your mother yet? He said, what are you doing here, son? Anyway, the weather's brought to you by the OC Post Sentinel. Everyone at the OC Post Sentinel.com congratulates CBS FM for 40 years of great personality radio. To see everything Orange County, you go to OC Post Sentinel. .com. That was great. Some of those great announcers I need to make mention of because they were a big part of a show, too, at CBS FM.
I remember the first words you ever said to me.
The first words I ever said to you?
Yep.
What was that?
You're in my way.
Okay.
Is that Maria I hear in the background?
No, it's not, but we like to hear some weather, Mr. G.
All right, I got it, okay? Nice, smooth transition on our anniversary. All right, sunny day, right around 90 degrees, partly cloudy and muggy, mid-70s. For tomorrow, sun, afternoon clouds, risk of a late day shower. There could be a thunderstorm. Now, tomorrow is the core of the heat as it crosses. Very hot, very humid. Triple digits with an index of 105 and snappy. Partly sunny skies on Sunday. Temperatures right around 90 degrees. And when you get Debbie on the air, can you ask her a question for me, okay? I've annoyed Harry. I've annoyed Phil. I've annoyed you. But I don't ever remember annoying Debbie. So maybe you can ask her that question.
Well, okay. She says you never did, but we'll find something to, you know, annoy you.
You'll make up something, right?
Yeah, right.
I love you, too. 75 degrees. It's a gorgeous day and a memorable weekend. It's CBS FM.
Dan Taylor.
You
and Mr. G are like a good cup of coffee and a bagel with schmear.
Sleepy's one-day mattress sale is going on now. Come on in for the lowest prices guaranteed. Sleepy's one-day mattress sale going on now at the most trusted name in mattresses. Sleepy's, the mattress professionals.
Let's have a moment of silence for the Internet as we know it. A revolution in Internet speed is here. Introducing Fios Quantum Speed. Internet speeds two times faster than America has ever seen. What does this mean for you? It means America's fastest, most consistent, most reliable Internet just got faster. Way faster. And the 100% fiber optic network is built to handle all of your devices and technology, now and into the future. With Fios Quantum Speed, everyone in the home can upload, download, stream video, and game online at the same time with virtually no lag or buffering. Fios Quantum Speed is the game changer everyone has been waiting for that turns the Internet into an entirely new experience. But don't take our word for it. Go to Verizon.com/FiosQuantum to see what a new era in Fios Internet speed.
Well, your Mets tickets for the 2012 season at Citi Field and be a part of the Mets season-long 50th anniversary celebration. Get to Mets.com or call 718-507-TIXX for your tickets.
New York, golden music.
If we sound a little different today and all weekend, it's because we're just flooding with memories here. The CBS FM 40th anniversary weekend celebration. We'll kick it off tonight with Bruce Morrow at 6 on CBS FM. We got tons of memories to go before we get off at 10. Some of the people that made it happen. I'm going to play another clip coming up next. It's 10 in front of 8.
Hi, this is Frankie Valli, and I want to wish CBS FM a happy 40th birthday.
CBS FM 40th Anniversary Flashback.
And right now we welcome to CBS FM well-known man in New York, Harry Harrison. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Bill. Oh, thanks very much. Oh, you have to turn on the mic.
You got to turn the mic
on. Oh, I see. Thanks very, very much. Appreciate it. Hey, we have a cast of thousands here. Thanks to Bill and Jack Miller and everybody who's here this morning. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted a few months ago, Harry Harrison, happy to be with you at your house or in the car or on the job, wherever you are. I am at CBS FM to the beach, boy.
Where all the good songs have gone, WCBS FM.
You bet. It's 7 away from 8, and you'll hear more of Harry, too, as a matter of fact, coming up this weekend at 8 to 9 tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for it on CBS FM. Your friend, and you keep in touch with him quite often, too. 75. And G says sunny, high near 90, heat advisory in effect for today. We'll get the latest news you need to know, and an old friend, Deborah Wetzel, going to introduce it here in just a few moments at CBS FM. Hang on.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we realize love's not all.
HD1 New York. Your You're listening to CBS-FM's 40th anniversary celebration.
WCBS-FM, New York, New York.
75 degrees, sunny. Good morning. I'm Deborah Wetzel. Here's the latest from the WCBS 880 Newsroom, brought to you by IHOP. Every day in July, kids eat free at IHOP. From 4 to 10 p.m., purchase an adult entree and get a kid's meal free. IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. Free meal valid for kids 12 and under on the Just for Kids menu items. Dine-in only through July at participating restaurants. A sudden storm and a heavy wake may have toppled a yacht in Oyster Bay in a deadly 4th of July nightmare that killed three children. We're going to be sweating it out today in the 90s, and temps will be close to 100 tomorrow. Con Ed is reducing voltage in parts of the Bronx to protect the system. We'll find out soon how many people are still looking for jobs. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at 8.2%. And happy 40th, CBS-FM. Wayne Cabot looks back over the years.
When Vietnam was raging, when Billie Jean King won Wimbledon, when B.B. King played Yankee Stadium, Elvis played the Garden, and at 6 a.m. on 7772, this song launched what would be a 40-year soundtrack that still plays on. Morning Man Dan Taylor on CBS-FM. Why in the age of iPods and any song you want on demand, it is still fun to hear it on the radio?
Has a soul. This radio station has a soul and has personality, and that's so important when we're playing this music.
We didn't listen to our parents' music, but our kids do seem to enjoy ours.
I'm amazed. I do a lot of these appearances at schools. And we'll ask the kids, do you know what CBS-FM is? And they'll raise their hand. Yes, their parents listen to it, but they listen to it too, and they're rediscovering this music.
The party continues in a minute here on 101.1. It's still busy in Brooklyn. Very heavy eastbound on the BQE up to the Brooklyn Bridge, where an earlier crash long cleared away. Bell Parkway eastbound, two lanes blocked because of a large pothole after 150th Street. Still have a crash eastbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway at White Plains Road. Stop and go traffic from Rosedale Avenue. We have a crash on the Garden State Parkway northbound before it's at 138. The shoulder is blocked, and 287, some debris in the roadway southbound by exit 26. Alternate side of the street, parking rules in effect today. I'm Chanel Crispin, CBS-FM Traffic Watch. CBS-FM News Time, 801.
Nelson Scarface has all other stone than this explosive. Sexy, scary, and wildly entertaining.
I've had a good run, but now the cartels are moving north. Take the deal instead of decapitation.
On July 6th, the Academy Award-winning director takes you into the most dangerous drug cartel in the world.
You want to control a man? Take what they love most.
Savages. Now playing in theaters everywhere. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
This is Hello, Hello Foodie, sponsored by Sabra Dips. Today, we're going to play the salsa showdown. Sabra salsa versus your typical jarred salsa. We have two callers. Each one will defend their salsa style. Our first caller is fighting for jarred salsa. Tim, you ready?
Ready.
Fire away.
Jarred salsa seems to last forever. It's a college staple. It's in a jar with a lid. It's salsa.
All right, you fired five arguments, two of which made sense. Stacy, you're fighting for Sabra salsa. Ready? Fire!
Sabra salsa. Juicy red tomatoes, crunchy onions and peppers, bright green cilantro, tastes fresh, friends and family, better parties, chunky, mouth-watering.
Wow. I'll take a Sabra salsa bullet from you anytime.
Paul, are you flirting with me?
No. Tell her what she's won, Bill.
You've won the explosion of freshness and flavor that is Sabra salsa. It's made fresh, never jarred. Located in your grocer's refrigerated section. Sabra adventure awaits.
Okay, take a second and picture all the devices you've got in your house. Flat screen TV here, a tablet there. How many of these things did you use 5 years ago? And now you can't live without them, right? Chances are you're running that beautiful flat screen TV through older equipment, which means you might not be getting the HD picture you deserve. And then there's your internet. Are you still using an old wireless router? Well, if you need new speeds and new equipment, you need Verizon Fios. And for a limited time, switch to Fios TV, Internet, and phone and get our whole home solution. We'll include a high-speed wireless router, plus a new multi-room DVR and a new HD set-top box free for 12 months. That's a savings of $323. Call 1-888-GET-FIOS to upgrade your home today. Switching has never been easier with the Fios whole home solution. Get what you need in one easy package. Call 1-888-438-3467. Welcome to Life on Fios. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new Fios TV customers with a two-year contract and ends 9/15/12.
Tonight on Yes, the Bronx Bombers are in Beantown. That means Red Sox and a rivalry that will never end. Bobby Valentine's calling the shots on the Boston side. Big Poppy is swinging the bat. The Yankees, they love this kind of baseball. New York loves this kind of baseball. You're gonna love this kind of baseball. Yankees versus Red Sox. Coverage begins tonight at 6, only on Yes.
Next weekend in Orange County is opening weekend for the Orange County Fair in Middletown, New York. Visit orangecountyfair.com for more information.
Dan's back. Hey, Mr. G, got any food?
I was going to ask you out for lunch if you'd pay. Any chance of you paying for lunch, Deb?
Something's ever changed, huh?
Wait a second. This is the past, all right? Present, let me talk to her. 90 does it today, mostly sunny skies, partly cloudy and mild for tonight, muggy also. Here come the Mets and Cubs, and that's the Citi Field, mid-70s. Up to Boston we go. It's going to be good as well. Now, for tomorrow, the core of the heat goes by, 95 to 100, heat index 100 to 105 degrees. We break it on Sunday. 74 degrees for a great grand morning right here at CBS FM.
And now, Dan Taylor with the greatest hits of all time.
CBS FM.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
I'm
Click on to WCBSFM.com.
At work.
I cannot get through the day without it.
We won't tell your boss.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Soon as the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
CBSFM, believe it, it's been 40 years since we hit the airwaves in 1972, and of course the music and the radio personalities and the news folks too.
Now, another CBSFM 40th anniversary flashback.
President Ford says Reagan doesn't have what it takes to be president. I'm Kurt Chaplin, WCBS-FM News.
I'm Al Meredith, CBS-FM.
I'm Sue Evans, CBS-FM.
It's 73 degrees and cloudy at CBS-FM. I'm Jeff Allen.
Merry Christmas. I'm Judy DeAngelis, CBS-FM News.
I'm Tony Warren, CBS-FM.
This is Bill Whitney, CBS-FM News.
I'm Deborah Wetzel, CBS-FM.
This is Bill Martin, CBS-FM News.
I'm Joan Furstenberg, CBS-FM News.
Wow, hearing some of those names again. Joan Furstenberg, Bill Whitney, used to work with Bill here. He's with the network right now. Here at CBS FM and on the phone right now, joining me and Deborah Wetzel here in the studio, bringing on the one guy that was here as a newsman and, of course, news director, Al Meredith calling. Hey, Al.
And everyone else.
Yeah.
Just wanted to take a quick few seconds to wish everybody a happy 40th anniversary. What a milestone that is. Everybody should be very proud of that.
Well, we're really proud of you, too. I mean, this is a guy I used to always kid about the time because he did the great show Dialogue 101 here on CBS FM, of course, doing the news, and he had a wall of awards. I mean, you couldn't see the control room because he had all these awards. You really got your stuff together there, Al.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that, too. But I share those. I had a lot of help with that. Debbie actually did a lot of the shows.
Thank you, Al. Evans.
Hey, hi, Debbie.
Hey, how are you?
I heard your newscast.
Thank you.
Brings back a lot of memories.
It was great working.
You know, talking about the awards, too. Mary Regal, all a part of that. Mm-hmm. We shared all the awards. We're very happy about that.
How long were you here, Al?
28 years.
Wow. You know, this is the time in this business. This time in the business where so much changes, Al. You know, to be here for nearly 30 years, that's really remarkable.
It really was the best time of my career, 45-year career. I loved every moment of it, working with people like Harry, yourself, Bob Shannon, Got to work with everyone there, and it was just an absolute pleasure.
Now, you did the afternoons, of course, with Bob Shannon for many, many years, and, of course, always enjoying all those great little kicker stories with the little puns guys used to work out all the time.
Right.
Fun
Bob
stuff.
Bob was very talented. We had a lot of fun doing that.
All right. Al Meredith on the phone, enjoying some relaxing time in the sunshine, and thanks for calling in, Al. It's celebrating the 40th with us. You're a big part of the family here.
Thank you very much, and I'll be listening all weekend. Thank you.
All right, good deal. CBS FM. It is 8:13 in the morning.
CBS FM remembers 1958.
I've been a call back to the house, there's that woman's mouth,
bitching and crying, tell me that I'm not about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
FM, the Silhouettes, Get a Job at 101.1. And then when I told my parents I was getting a radio, they said, get a real job.
Stay this weekend where the memories are.
We've got them all.
Your favorite oldies, CBS FM.
Your favorite DJs. They're all coming back this weekend. Keep us on at home, the backyard, the barbecue, the beach, wherever you're going to be, or online too, WCBSFM.com. And don't forget, WCBSFM.com/40. Tons of great anniversary content. You can check it all out. I had a Mr. G moment when I was working here once. I'll tell you about it coming up next.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me a death. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me. The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come. Under my thumb, the squirmy dog who's
CBS FM 101.1, celebrating our 40th anniversary weekend here on 101.1. So when I started here, you know, I just learned to drive, and I had my car, and I'm 1978 into 79, and I had a routine, like everybody does. When you drive to work, you know where to turn, what street to go, and everything. And I used to drive down the FDR Drive, get off at 53rd Street, drive over to 5th Avenue, drive down a couple of blocks, head on 51st, back up to 6th, and park heading east on 52nd Street in front of what was the BlackRock building, still is, a CBS corporate headquarters. Well, one day I'm in the routine, and you just, you know, and this is at night, I should tell you. So I get off the FDR Drive, get 53rd Street, head over to 5th Avenue, drive down, make the right, and I get down to the end of the block to turn on 6th Avenue, and I look up and I say, wow, must have been a really windy day. All the headlights, traffic lights are facing the opposite way. What's going on? And then I looked over and said, don't tell me the BlackRock building is right. I drove down 52nd Street the wrong way. And this is back when the New York Disco was on our street, and it was like a wild street. And thank heavens nobody was coming the other way. I mean, it was just, I call it a Mr. G moment, really. And why not? It is 8:21, Mr. G's weather, brought to you by Villaroma Resort and Conference Center in Calicoon, New York. As we remember on our 40th, and Deborah Wetzel's still here, going to hang out for a little bit longer with us here and remembering in the studio with everybody. And what are you doing now, Deb?
I'm in public relations. I work for an organization called ASME, the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. Okay. We're a professional group. We set standards and codes for engineering. Mm-hmm. We focus a lot on getting young people interested in engineering for a career.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. So you were doing news here for how many years you were here?
17 years.
17 years.
See, this is the great thing about this station, and we, you know, the longevity was great. You know, Al here 28 years, you here for 17.
It was so much fun.
And working with Harry in the morning, a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good memories with Lundy, Mr. Bill, and Harry, and Bob, and everybody.
You know, you couldn't wait to get to work working with people like that. How could you not, you know? That's what's so important. So we're going to have a lot of memories of the people that Deb just mentioned here at CBS FM. Let's get to Mr. G and the weather. And Deb's still looking for some food, G.
I'm feeling badly. I got to tell you.
I
don't want to spoil the morning, but I feel badly, all right?
You wonder badly, why? So are we supposed to feel badly for you?
Okay, listen, wrong way.
Everybody, one, two, three.
Oh. First of all, Meredith gets out there, right? Meredith gets out there. Love him, right? He's down in Florida, I gather. He mentions 81 names of people who we enjoyed working with. I'm not there, all right? Then Debbie gets out there with a whole bunch of names. I'm not there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
There's not enough in your credit card account to cover for a therapist right now. But what's the weather? We got a hot day today, huh?
Look who's talking. A guy who can't figure out why the lights are backwards. 90 degrees, partly cloudy and muggy, going to be in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, sunny, 95 to 100. Heat index, 100 to 105. Now, a cold front's going to come on through, snap the backbone of the heat wave. That's going to be on Sunday near 90. Next week, much cooler. Deb, I'm going to take my traditional beauty nap. Let me give you a hug before I go. Here you go, honey. Here you go.
Oh, that was great. Where is that cologne from? Windex? What is that?
No, I told you, a savage man. You should try it wrong way. It is currently holding the Midtown area at 75 degrees, the home of DT. This is CBS FM.
You guys are the best. Sheesh, what a chatterbox.
You worked up quite an appetite out there.
This program is full of lies.
I think you're appallingly bad.
You're fired.
Shut it down, boys. Shut this whole show down.
Wait, I'm confused.
Man and faith.
I, for one, am having absolute fun.
This holiday, celebrate and save. It's Nissan's 4th of July sales event. With Save
PBS FM remembers 1966.
I need love.
Give it time, no matter how long it takes, but I'm
station that you've made so great for the past 40 years, CBS FM, since we went on air in 1972. We'll just remember together here. You can email us, too, at 40 at WCBSFM.com if you have any of your memories. Maybe you won a contest on the station, or maybe it was the first station you heard on the air when you're going to school or something back then, all right? It's the number 40 at WCBSFM.com. Let's play a great song out of actually the year we started here on 101.1.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay. Some people say this town don't look good in the snow. You don't care, I know. There's your highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than you're gonna go, I know. Cause the free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. Falling star, waiting for the early train. Sorry for diving in my purple rain. Oh, Ron Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture a highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Whoa, 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 whoa. Cause the free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
SFM. We're going to travel down that highway of memories, and a guy you're going to hear this weekend on the air.
Now, another CBS FM 40th anniversary flashback.
CBS FM 502 with Bobby J, and today we're going to count down the top 20 songs of September 8th, 1958, 33 years ago today on CBS FM. Of course, J.P. Richardson, the big bopper with a bonus hit, Chantilly Lace. And September 8th, 1958 was a Monday. It was fair and pleasant, the high 75. And West Side Story was at the Winter Garden Theater. And a bonus hit was this one from Robert Byrd, Bobby Day, over and over at 101.1.
Remember your favorite oldies. 1965. 101 CBS FM.
I'm not sure.
strip, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering.
To hear the great voice of Bobby J. You can hear him on Jukebox Saturday night, tomorrow night, 9 to midnight, 3 hours of Bobby. It'll be a ton of fun. Of course, the doo-wop shop will be open for business with Don K. Reed as well. I'll tell you about that. It'll be 6 to 8 o'clock on Sunday night. A lot going on here at CBS FM. A lot going on out there. 75. We're going to go for about 90 today. We're going to go to the phones again in about 10 minutes' time with a great guy that used to do afternoon drive here on CBS FM. Stay here to check out the traffic sponsored by Macy's. One more time, here's Janelle.
Thanks, Sam. We have a couple of traffic problems in Queens. This report brought to you by New York DOT. The Bell Parkway, there's a big pothole blocking a couple of lanes eastbound at 150th Street. That's causing big delays. And a crash on the Cross Island Parkway northbound into Union Turnpike. The right lane is blocked. On Long Island Sunrise Highway, there's an accident at Oakland Avenue. BQE very heavy up to the Brooklyn Bridge. The bridge itself, not bad. In fact, delays running 5, less than 10 at all the bridges and tunnels this morning. Alternate South Street parking rules in effect today. Traveling to New York on the George Washington Bridge. Beginning Friday, July 13th, for 6 months, a construction project on I-95 Cross Bronx Expressway may cause significant delays on the GW Bridge. Consider alternate routes and call 511 or check 511ny.org for details. I'm Janelle Crispin, CBS FM Traffic Watch.
If you need a new mattress, why go to a furniture store? Trust Sleepy's, the mattress professionals, for the largest selection of name brand.
Hey everybody, it's your cousin Brucey, and I'd love to wish CBS FM a happy 40th anniversary.
anymore to say. Hail to the sisters, the devil's on his way.
SFM 101.1, Stevie Wonder making memories out of the 70s. We'll have plenty of memories all weekend long. Our 40th anniversary weekend celebration since the days when a disc jockey named Johnny Michaels played a Dion DiMucci song in 1972, and we just keep on going. We're going to talk to a great radio star in just a sec here. Hold on.
Everybody's doing a brand dance now.
Locomote through the years and remember, and I'll tell you, we got another great guy on the phone, and if you remember, he sounded like this.
Now, another CBS-FM 40th anniversary flashback.
The present temperature midtown Manhattan is 81 degrees. This is Bill Martin, WCBS-FM News.
The countdown continues of the top 500 hits of New York.
WCBS-FM. New York, New York.
High up, way up high. 101 FM with Dick Kennington by Cracky. This is the top 500, and that's number 332. Stairway to Heaven, Neil Sedaka. This is 331.
Dick Kennington.
We've got a whole bunch more Dick Kennington memories, and I've got Dick Kennington on the phone. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Dan Taylor, how the heck are you?
Doing so terrific.
You know, 40th anniversary.
Absolutely. The leader of Lasagna Land, the prince of pastrami people, stretching his rubber band, the Monticello, the Magnificent. I remember all those lines.
I love it. I love it. I had a great time. 14 years.
Right, right. It is so good to hear your voice again, my friend. You were here in the afternoon for many, many years on CBS FM, right?
It was great. You know, I have so many great memories, and Deborah Wetzel never even mentioned my name. All right. Hey, Wetzel, how you doing? And also, you know, Al Meredith. I mean, Bob 101 Shannon, hope he's feeling good. Norman Knight, Don K. Reed, Bill Brown, God love him. Ron Lundy, Cousin Brucey, I remember. Ed Osborne.
Sure.
Bobby the Wizard, Wayne, Harry Harris, and Chuck Collier. Steve O'Brien, in fact, I'm calling Steve, who now lives in London. And the program director, John Guerin, who brought me in from Dallas. And Bobby V, Bob Vanderhaden. I mean, so many great memories. Oh, Lordy, yes.
It really is. And, you know, you kept it moving in the afternoon. And, of course, all the great engineers that we had the pleasure of working with as well.
Oh,
right?
Gary Cafell, yeah. My goodness. Weldon Jackson, Mark Wiener. In fact, just a short story. I was giving a talk over in New Jersey a couple of years ago, and I was signing some books. I've got a book out, Out of the Fog and Into Focus. And all of a sudden, I'm, you know, writing this out, and I look up, and the face looks familiar, and then all of a sudden, Gary Cafell, who was one of our engineers, he says, "Hello, Dickie." I said, "Kiffy." I mean, one of the great honors to see my engineers. They came out to see me. It was fabulous.
Well, you know, like we talked before, Dick, it was like a family here, a team, but a family,
yeah.
Too, you know? And guys like Gary are very active with the Dave Letterman show these days, so they're all doing stuff. And, of course, you have a, you know, actress sister, Joey Heatherton. Your dad, Ray Heatherton, for those you might remember, the Merry Mailman on TV. You came from a real showbiz background.
I really did, and in many ways it was a blessing, it really was. Growing up, you know, it was either good or not bad. Hey, you think you're smart because your dad's the Merry Mailman. Boom, I got so many bloody noses, what did I do?
This is a voice you heard, of course, doing the $100,000 pyramid. He was the announcer on that tic-tac-toe. But when you came on the air on CBS-FM, and I remember I was in high school, and I hear you on the air in the afternoon, you were just always smoking away here.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Dan. I had such a wonderful time. It was a great part of my life, and it was, you know, doing that, it helped me become what I am doing today, which I'm an author and a speaker and a development consultant. I represent, like, the Family Guidance and Wellness Centers in Las Vegas, Food Industry News in Chicago, Rancho Financial in San Diego.
Wow.
In fact, if any listeners are going to be in Las Vegas, I'm giving a talk at Mandalay Bay next Thursday. Hey, I've got to give a plug for myself. And I've got a book out called Out of the Fog and Into Focus, and it's interviews that I had with many people such as Paula Deen, Brian Tracy, Mark Victor Hansen, Dr. Joe Vitale, Cal Ripken Jr., telling me how they overcame obstacles in their lives and went on to bigger and better things.
Well, you certainly went on to big things, too. This sounds great. Got a website you want to plug real quick? Or?
I would appreciate that. DickHeatherton.com.
Perfect. Good deal. Dick Heatherton here on CBS-FM. You used to hear him in the afternoons, and you're hearing him right now on our 40th anniversary. Dick, thanks so much for calling in today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
All right, good deal. CBS-FM, it is 3 away from 9.
Stay this weekend where the memories are. Your favorite oldie, CBS-FM.
Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? you do it? Can 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 you do that?
Come on, people.
Who's that?
Can you do it now?
Who's that?
WCBS-FM and HD1 New York.
You're listening to CBS-FM's 40th anniversary celebration.
WCBS-FM, New York, New York.
Good morning.
CBS.